Hello, I'm Veronica Skesbrick. Thanks for joining me.
As you know, Vatican Radio was set up by Guglielmo Marconi at the request of Pius XI and entrusted by this Pope to the Jesuits, who still manage it to this day. But if you wish to have a sound picture of that very day in 1931, which includes the voice of Marconi, his daughter Elettra, and of course Pope Pius XI, stay tuned.
Tiny Vatican State, from a great radio station built by Marconi, the Pope, for the first time in 1900 years of Catholicism, has sent his voice throughout the world. With this broadcast, His Holiness celebrates the 9th anniversary of his coronation as Pope Pius XI.
Iar caro dei consilium succedimus in loco principis apostolorum,
that was the voice of Pius XI at the inauguration of Vatican City's radio station on February 12, 1931.
Ho l'altissimo onore di annunziare che fra pochi istanti il Sommo Pontefice Pio XI inaugurerà la stazione radio.
The words of Pius XI followed those of the father of radio, Guglielmo Marconi.
Le onde elettriche trasporteranno in tutto il mondo, attraverso gli spazi, la sua parola di pace.
While Pius XI spoke in Latin, the universal language of the Church, Marconi spoke in Italian. For the first time in history, the voice of a Roman pontiff is about to be carried through the airwaves, for all people to hear, Marconi said.
La sua viva voce può essere percepita simultaneamente su tutta la superficie della terra.
My father made friends with the Pope, who was Pius XI. In front of my mother, he asked my father to build important radio station in the Vatican City. He accepted with enthusiasm.
And that was Princess Elettra, Marconi's daughter, was named after her father's invention. She recalled playing in the Vatican gardens while her father discussed electric waves with Pius XI. It was 1929, and the Lateran Pacts had given Vatican City the right to communicate directly with other states. That's why the Pope had entrusted Marconi with the task of setting up the Vatican's own radio station.
They were talking for hours together. And when I was 3-4 years old, I started going with my father and my mother to visit Pius XI. And I remember that I was very lively, and they were talking, they were great friends, enjoying their conversation. And the Pope, Pius XI, was very sweet and understanding. He wanted me to be present, but he was very understanding because I was very lively. So I remember that, especially when we were coming out from the visit, the noble guards and the devoted people who are in the Vatican, they were complaining because they were hungry, and they were saying that we were stayed too long. But that was Pius XI who wanted to speak for a long time with my father. I remember very well this.
You say your father spoke to the Pope at length. They spoke about scientific matters?
The Pope was asking questions to my father and wanted explanations and inquiring which were his new plans of his new inventions. Being a scientist, Pius XI, he understood thoroughly what my father was saying. And there was really a great friendship. And one can see now also from the photographs that I treasure.
It was through the Vatican garden, so familiar to Princess Elettra, that on a raw and windy evening, Pius XI went by car to inaugurate the new radio station of Vatican City. His first gesture was to bless the city and the world.
This is the Vatican radio station, of which the Pope's voice has been heard all over the world.
While in 1931 communications were slow by today's standards, news of a Roman pontiff's first historic blessing through the airwaves spread fast. The city and the world knelt to the Pope's message. In the city of Rome, loudspeakers had been put up in streets and squares, and crowds of people gathered to listen to the Pope's voice, reaching them through the airwaves for the first time. Right across the world, people listened, from Europe to the United States to Australia. In England, where radio already existed, the BBC had been founded in 1922, news spread even faster. British newspapers gave ample coverage to the event. The Universe even ran a competition by the title of How I Listened to the Pope's Voice. A year after the first papal broadcast on Vatican Radio, the BBC broadcast the first ever royal Christmas message.
Through one of the marvels of modern science, I am enabled this Christmas day to speak to all my peoples that Wallace should have...
His Majesty George V's voice reached out to his subjects throughout the empire.
I speak now from my home and from my heart to you all, to men and women so cut off by the snows, the desert, or the sea, that only voices out of the air can reach them. I wish a happy Christmas. God bless you.
The words of the King on his first Christmas broadcast were words of wonder at the epoch-making discovery of modern science. Only a few months later, the words of the Pope to Marconi on Vatican Radio were filled with that same wonder.
Quali agguati della scienza, ella sorprenda il cammino di queste onde che nessuno vede, nessuno ode, nessuno sente e che palpa.
The Pope spoke of being baffled as to how Marconi had managed to transform into sound mysterious electric waves.
There is nothing to see, to hear, to feel, to touch, the Pope said. So how could the human mind possibly see what our eyes don't see?
Yet despite Pius XI's understanding of the power of radio, Marconi's invention had not immediately been understood.
At the beginning, he was 20 years old. Nobody believed in him, only his mother, Annie Jameson. And when he made the invention in Italy, they didn't believe him. He went to England, and at last they understood the importance of radio.
Princess Elettra recalled how ostracized her father had been at first.
In 1901, when he had in mind to make the first transmission across the Atlantic, all the scientists of the time were against him. They were saying that it would have been impossible because the world is round, and so it couldn't reach the other side of the Atlantic. Instead, he was sure that he would succeed, and he proved to the world that he was right.
In the tiny Vatican State, from a great radio station built by Marconi, the Pope, for the first time in 1900 years of Catholicism, has sent his voice throughout the world.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.